Chuck Grassley on impeachment, bitter Democrats trying to undo the 2016 election. By Penny Starr on October 30, 2019. Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, said on Wednesday that the Democrats still cannot accept the results of the 2016 election of President Donald Trump and that both the party and the media are using impeachment as a tool to thwart the will of the people. Grassley made the remarks on the Senate floor. On January 20, 2017, President Trump was sworn into office and became our nation's 45th president. Now, most presidents enjoy what political scientists refer to as a honeymoon period, where they are given a chance to push their agenda and partisan politics take a back seat. But not this president. On his inauguration day, a Washington Post headline read, "The campaign to impeach President Trump has begun." That campaign has been in full swing ever since. So let's make no mistake, this process isn't about concerns over alleged high crimes or misdemeanors. This is about the Democratic Party, still bitter years later, trying to undo the 2016 election. I ask unanimous consent that this Washington Post article from January 20, 2017, be entered into the congressional record. The Washington Post article said, in part, "The effort to impeach President Donald John Trump is already underway. At the moment the new commander-in-chief was sworn in, a campaign to build public support for his impeachment went live at ImpeachDonaldTrumpNow.org, spearheaded by two liberal advocacy groups aiming to lay the groundwork for his eventual ejection from the White House. The organizers behind the campaign, Free Speech for People and Roots Action, are hinging their case on Trump's insistence on maintaining ownership of his luxury hotel and golf course business while in office. Ethics experts have warned that his financial holdings could potentially lead to constitutional violations and undermine public faith in his decision-making. The Democrats have said a House vote on an impeachment resolution will take place on Thursday." Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.